Hey everybody. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this beautiful, chaotic thing we call motherhood and life in general. Today, we're diving into a topic that hits close to home for all of us. Shifting from frustration to focus. Ever feel like you're stuck on repeat, running around like a headless chicken, fueled by caffeine and sheer willpower? You know, the kind of days where patience feels more like an oxymoron than a virtue. Yeah, I've been there, trust me. But guess what? We can totally rewrite that narrative. We're all juggling so much these days, right? Between work, family, friends trying to squeeze in some self-care if you're lucky, it's no wonder we feel overwhelmed and prone to frustration. It sneaks up on us like a ninja, turning a simple morning routine into a battlefield. But here's the good news. We have the power to break free from that frustrating cycle and cultivate more focus and calm in our lives. Okay, so let's unpack this frustration to focus transformation. Here are five things that I've learned along the way that have been absolute game changers for me. First up, awareness is key. Before we can conquer frustration, we need to become aware of our triggers. What sets you off? Is it a specific person, situation, or even just feeling tired and overwhelmed? Once you know your triggers, you can start to anticipate them and develop strategies for handling them before they boil over into full-blown meltdown territory. You know that I'm about to lose it feeling that sends shivers down your spine. Yeah, let's avoid those. Second, deep breaths. I know, it sounds cliche. But seriously, practicing deep breathing exercises can do you wonders for calming your nervous system and shifting your mindset from reactive to responsive. Try this. Inhale slowly through your nose for a count of four, hold it for a count of four, and exhale slowly through your mouth for a count of four. Repeat a few times. You'll be amazed how quickly those tense shoulders start to relax. Third, reframe your thoughts. When frustration strikes, pay attention to the negative self-talk swirling in your head. I'm such a failure, this is impossible, everyone else seems to have it figured out. Sound familiar? Instead of letting those thoughts take hold, consciously challenge them. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there another way to look at the situation? Often, just shifting your perspective can make a world of difference. Fourth, practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is all about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's like taking a mental step back from the craziness and simply observing your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without getting swept away by them. Try incorporating short mindfulness exercises into your day, like focusing on your senses while you eat or taking a few minutes to simply sit and breathe deeply. Finally, give yourself grace. Remember, we're all human. We're going to have good days and bad days. There will be times when frustration feels overwhelming. That's okay. Don't beat yourself up about it. Instead, acknowledge those feelings, learn from them, and move forward with kindness towards yourself. You've got this. Okay, let's talk about a real-world scenario that many of us can relate to. The dreaded morning rush. Ever wake up feeling like you're running against the clock? Your kids are throwing tantrums, your coffee machine is on strike, and you haven't even had time to brush your teeth yet. It's a recipe for instant frustration, right? But here's how we can flip that script. Instead of reacting with stress and annoyance, try taking a few deep breaths before things get out of hand. Remind yourself that it's just a morning and it doesn't define your entire day. Maybe even try setting a positive intention for the day ahead, like today, I will focus on patience and calmness. Believe me, those little changes can make a huge difference. So remember, shifting from frustration to focus is a journey, not a destination. Some days will be easier than others. But by practicing awareness, deep breathing, reframing your thoughts, incorporating mindfulness, and giving yourself grace, you can create more calm and clarity in your life. And hey, if you find this helpful, share it with a friend who could use a little extra patience. Until next time, keep shining bright, Mama Warriors. You got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.